用神的话语一起来敬拜神。
Let's read together again for some of you. 1 John 5, 1 through 5, and then we'll pray. Now, once again, I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. And if you're following me with another translation, you shouldn't see any real difference.
让我们一起先来读约翰一书五章一到五节，然后我们会做一个祷告。再一次呢，我用的翻译本呢会是英文标准版的这个翻译版。如果大家也跟着一起来看的话呢，应该不会有太大的差别的。
So, 1 John 5, 1 through 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
好，就让我们会众我们大家一起来朗读约翰一书五章一到五节。好，一二三，请。凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神生的。凡爱真的也必爱从神生的。我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子的吗？
I need to add a little statement here. Okay, follow me. We're going to be going through a lot of other scriptures today, so I give you this note. Have your Bibles ready, okay? Be quick to follow me.
我们今天呢会看很多的经，很多处的经文，也让大家呢能够把手头的经文能够准备好。
I've been recently reading through the 5 chapters of the first letter of John. And in a men's weekly study, we've been going through the book of Romans, and we're now in chapter 8. And we're just landing on that verse 28, which is probably the most famous verse in the book of Romans.
最近呢，我一直在读这个约翰一书的这五个章节。那在我们教会里面呢，每个礼拜弟兄们的这个查经班里面呢，我们现在正在读罗马书，现在进入到第八章。那我们现在呢也正在这个查考第八章的第二十八节。这一章呢可以说是整个罗马书里头最出名的一个章节了。
Let me first say a few words about the letter of 1 John in general. John, in his letters to the church, looks at evidences and states them as facts. Often this leads to some confusion among some readers that take his words to be condemning of a Christian that's not just doing things perfectly. That's not the case.
让我首先呢，我先来讲一下关于这个约翰一书总括来讲呢约翰呢他在写这封信这封书信给这个教会的时候呢，他是把一些这个事实呢证据呢来当作一个事实来说明。通常呢教会的这个一些通常呢这样子的这个做法呢会引导出一些让读者觉得他的话语呢好像来指责指责这个基督徒呢做得不够完美，然而事实上并不是这个样子的。
Remember, there's only one perfect, and that's Jesus. So I want to point out two wrong ideas that can come when reading the letters of John. First would be, if we're born again, we're perfect. If we're born again, we don't ever sin, and there's no battle in our Christian life.
我想指出，一般在读约翰，这个书信的时候呢，那一般容易，有的两个错误的这个，观念。第一个呢，就是，我们重生了，我们就必须要是完美的，我们才能重生。如果我们再一次重生呢，我们就不再会犯罪，而且在我们的这个基督徒的生命当中呢，也不再会有这个征战了。
Secondly, in my opinion, there's this misconception that we're being tested in life. And if we fail, we could lose our salvation. That is, we can be born again for a while and have eternal life, but when we fail these tests, we lose the eternal life that we were given in the new birth.
第二点呢，第二点关于这个错误的这个观念呢，我们在我们的这个基督徒生命当中呢，我们会经过很多的这个测试。那如果我们其中一个测试我们失败了呢，那我们就可能会失去了我们的这个救恩。换句话说呢，如果我们重生的人在这些测试当中呢，我们失败了，那我们就可能失去了我们的这个永生。这个永生呢，就是一开始我们在获得我们新生命的时候所得的那个永生。
So what does John say about a person that has called herself a Christian but abandons the church, never to come back again in their lifetime? Let's look at 1 John 2:19.
所以约翰在这里讲到说，一个人如果在他的这个自称是基督徒的这个生命里头呢，他如果离弃了这个教会，而且也不再回到教会，会是怎么样的光景呢？现在就让我们来看约翰一书二章十九节是怎么讲的。
1 John 2:19, they went out from us, but they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out.That it might become plain that they are not of us.
那就让我们一起来读。好，一二三，请。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
So John says that a person like this was never really born again or really part of the body of Christ, which is to say, they were probably just playing church or trying to be religious.
约翰在这里显然讲明的是那些从未真正被重生，或者从来也不是真正是教会一体的一份子。换句话说呢，他们只不过是在玩弄教会，或者试着想要让人看为属灵的吧。
So we can't be too condemning. We all realize that even with that person, it can turn around in a moment, as it did with the thief on the cross that we hear about or read in Luke 23:42-43.
就像在路加福音23:42-43这边讲过说，当一个人真正被得救的时候呢，很可能就是那一瞬间的事情的事。
The thief said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
就让我们一起再说再念这章路加福音23章，就说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，你要与我同在乐园里了。
So before I go on with our main text today, let's take a couple of more of John's comments in his first letter to the church. Like 1 John 2:1, John encourages believers not to sin.
在我进到今天主题的时候呢，我想要有和大家分享啊，约翰啊对他这个第一封给这个教会的书信里头呢啊一些的这个观点啊。我们先来看约翰一书二章一节啊，在这里约翰勉励这个信徒们呢不要再犯罪。
1 John 2:1, My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里，我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督。
Now in another place, 1 John 2:26, he encourages believers not to be deceived by false teachers.
在另外一处约翰一书二章二十六节约翰在这里呢鼓励这个信徒们呢不要被一些错误的这个教师们所错误的引导。
So John says, I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you.
我将这些话写给你们，是指着那些引诱你们的人说的。
And then finally in 1 John 4:15 and 16, he encourages believers to be certain of their faith, that they do know God.
在另外一处约翰一书四章十五十六节呢约翰再次的鼓励着这个信徒们呢要确信他们所信的，而且要确信他们都认识这位上帝。
1 John 4:15 and 16. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him.
在约翰一书四章十五十六节这边说到凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。十六节，神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
So for these verses and several more in John's letter, I'm taking the position that John is trying to assure his readers of their salvation, not causing them to doubt it.
从这些还有其他更多这个约翰的这个书信里面呢，我采取的立场是，约翰呢是试着要让读者们能够知道他们所得的这个救恩呢，是确信他们所得的救恩，而不是要造成他们的更多的怀疑的。
He's trying to remind them that good things they see in their lives are coming from the good God they have placed their faith in.
他是试着要提醒这些信徒们呢。这些美善，他们生活当中美善的事情呢，都是从这个美善的这个上帝因着他们的相信而来的。
So you can think of this message as being taken from these first five verses in 1 John to be about a connected chain, okay, a chain that God has connected here. With four links and then link back to itself. Do you have that image? Okay, of a chain and then link back to itself. It would be like a little circle.
在这接下来我们要读的这个约翰一书五章一到五节这边呢我们可以看得到这是一条链子由四个不同的这个连接来串成的一条链子。那第四条链这个链子这个链接呢 再连接回到第一个这个链接里头了。
So link one, the person that believes in his or her heart that Jesus is the Savior is at that time born again and has a new and eternal life.
第一个这条链里头的第一个这个链接呢是我们所有相信这个耶稣基督是救主的人呢，就是在那一刻呢，他就是已经是重生了，而且他有已经也在那一刻呢，他有了新的这个永生。
And then link two, the person because of his or her faith in Jesus loves the Father who leads them to love others, not only but especially those that are of the same belief.
那第二个链接。第二个链接呢，是相信耶稣基督的人呢，爱这个天父，那也相信天父呢，会领我们爱其他的这个人，但特别是对有同样信仰的人，我们更应该如此。
Then link three, the person because of his or her belief in Jesus.Loves the Father and other believers, and so keeps God's commandments in a non-burdensome way.
第三条链接呢，是相信耶稣基督的人呢，爱这个天父，也爱其他的这个信徒们，而且呢，是在一种不是受强逼的这个方式呢，来遵守上帝的这个命令。
And link four in this example, the person because of his or her faith or belief and love for God overcomes the world by that faith, which then again is linked back to that first link of being born of God.
第四条链接呢，是相信耶稣基督的人呢，也因着爱这个上帝的，也因着对这个上帝的爱呢，我们可以靠着这个信心呢，来克服这个来战胜这个世界，那这样子又把我们连接回第一个链接，我们是从神而生的。
As I said just earlier, John is trying to keep Christians to see there are no struggles in life that will prove fatal to their eternal life.
就像我之前说过的，约翰在这里呢，试着想要帮助基督徒呢，我们能够在我们这个对我们这个永生的这个生命里头呢，我们不再会有这个挣扎，我们究竟有没有了。
Now in some translations, he states this in the positive sense that.You practice righteousness, you do not practice sin. It's a matter of which do you want to get better at, and which do you repent of.
他在这里讲用明确的这个方式来说到，我们要去操练一些敬虔的这个事，也不要去行邪恶的这个事情。只在这当中呢，我们就要知道我们在哪些事上我们愿意去操练得更好，在哪些事上我们应当要有悔改的心。
So then, what are some of the ideas that cause some to question their security in this eternal life? Where does the pressure come from to get all things right or done perfectly?
那这么说来究竟是怎么样的这个想法呢，造成我们对这个我们永生的这个问题呢会有的这个疑问，是从怎么样的这个压力呢，会让我们觉得我们必须要从做所有的事情都必须要做得正确而且是完美才可以呢？
Firstly, it can come from other people that sincerely believe thatAnd often may even overstress it to other Christians. Now my brother who is now with the Lord was taught that and struggled with it much of his life.
首先呢 我们要知道这样子的这个想法和压力呢，可能是从我们身边的这个人们特别是对虔诚的这个信徒来讲，他们很可能过分的强调过分的对其他的基督徒过分的这个强调。像我弟弟，他现在已经安息在主怀里面，他的大半生呢都是在这样子的这个挣扎中度过的。
So as we talked about this with each other often, I mentioned that the eternal life God gave to you as a gift doesn't sound very eternal. In this case, it sounds more like temporary life.
就像我经常会这么说到当我提到上帝的这个给我们的这个永生是一种礼物的时候，这样听起来好像不是很不像是永远的，反而听起来呢好像是只不过是暂时的一些事情而已。
And secondly, that pressure to perform often comes from ourselves, our own worst judges staggering under the self-imposed load of guilt, shame, and our feeling of unworthiness, which of course we are unworthy. That's why Romans 6:23 says it's called a free gift.
第二点呢，这样子的压力呢，也常常是来自于我们自己的。我们自己常常觉得自己的这个判断和是在一些特别是在一些自我强逼的这个情况下，对这个罪恶感、对羞耻感，或者说自己觉得自己不配的这样子的这个感觉呢而来的。通常这样子呢会让我们觉得自己好像是不配，就像罗马书第六章二十三节所说的。然而我们知道这样子的这个永生的事上是从神而来白白的这个救恩的。
From Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书六章二十三节这么说道，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
We should be comforted to know that even in our worst times in the Christian life, and even if others may seem to be against us, God will not abandon us, but instead be with us forever, as John 14:6 said, Jesus' words.
我们应该很受到鼓励，很受到安慰的我们要知道，即使是在我们基督徒生命当中最情况最差的时候，甚至当有其他的人来反对我们的时候，上帝他是永远不会撇弃我们。相反的呢就像在约翰福音14章16节说到呢，他会永远与我们同在的。
John 14:6, Jesus said, If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever.
约翰福音14章16节这边说到，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，那就是真理的圣灵。
Now please don't think I'm saying we have no responsibility or accountability as Christians, far from it. And that's why Jesus gave us his greatest command in Matthew 22:37-39.
然而我这么讲并不是讲说我们基督徒呢我们都没有担子，我们也没有责任，完全不是这样子的。就像在马太福音22章37-39节这边讲到，耶稣呢他给我们最大的这个命令是
Matthew 22:37-39, and he said to him, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes. 耶稣对他说, 你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神, 这是诫命中的第一, 且是最大的, 其次也相仿, 就是要爱人如己。
Now does anyone think they can have that link without it being linked to that first link of faith? This would be where you simply grunt and groan until you perform the task. No, that's not why the second link is there.
难道有人说，他们可以有第一个这个链接呢，而不需要有链接里头那份的这个信心吗？这只不过是一直在我们的生命当中一种的无病呻吟罢了，不得不。
So what about this link too? The person, because of his or her belief in Jesus, loves the Father who leads them to love others, not only but especially those with the same belief.
链接的第二条讲到说，当我们相信主耶稣 因着相信主耶稣呢，那我们爱这个父神，这个父神也会带领我们去爱其他的这个人，这特别是对我们有相同的这个信仰的人。
Let's read together 1 John 4:19 and then I'll talk about the other, okay? So 1 John 4:19. One of my favorite verses. We love because he first loved us.
让我们先来读约翰一书四章十九节，我们再来接下来讨论。约翰一书四章十九节呢，这边说到我们爱，因为神先爱我们。Now
I think sometimes we see, it talked about the love is a general love God had for the world, but actually, it is taking about more of a specific love of relationship that is not realized until your new life is restored by faith.
听起来呢，好像我们谈的是上帝爱这个他所造的这个世界这个普世的爱。然而呢，这里头所说的更仔细一点呢，是爱，是因为我们在这个信里面和他建立起一种关系。
We're commanded to love our neighbors and to do good to all. But Galatians 6:10 goes a little further when it comes to our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
主教导我们要去爱我们的这个邻舍和对所有的人行善事，就像在加拉太书六章十节这边所讲的。但是我们有 我们必须要更进一步的来讨论到怎么样对待我们在主里面的这些弟兄和姐妹们。Galatians 6:10.
So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当如此。
Frankly, this has confused me at several times when I've seen a congregation, certainly not this one, that seems to love dreadful sinners but cannot bear with each other in their own congregation without condemning them every time they take a misstep. This should not be the case.
这是一件让我觉得很沮丧的一件事情，就是在当一群会众呢，我们向这个一些糟透了的这个罪人呢，我们向他们示好，然而呢，我们却在我们自己会众当中呢，却不能忍受一些自己会众的一些错误而来更加的 来指责他们，我想这是不对的。
So when we talk about the fruit that the Holy Spirit produces in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, it's no coincidence that the first fruit is love. All the others seem downstream to that.
当我们讲到圣灵在我们生命当中所结的九种果子，就是爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实和温柔和节制，这些呢我们可以看到爱是摆在第一位，这绝对不是一种巧合的，因为所有其他的果子都是因着爱而产生而有的。
The most significant character of God's image that we're created in is His love. That is why He sent His only Son to die for us on the cross.
上帝造我们最重要的这个印记里面呢，也就是因着他的这个爱，这也是为什么他会差派他的这个独生儿子呢，为我们死在十字架上。
This is what he wants us to know about him and how our once restored in relationship with him, nothing will separate us from that love. Let's look at Romans 8, 38 through 39.
这也是他希望我们知道关于这个上帝他自己，一旦呢他和我们重新建立起和他的这个关系呢，没有世上没有任何一件事情呢能够和我们和他的爱来分离的。这很清楚的在罗马书八章三十八到三十节说到了。
Paul is saying this to Christians. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在罗马书八章三十八到三节三十九节，好不好？让我们一起来念这一段。因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
So that brings us to our third link. The person, because of his or her faith in Jesus, loves the Father and other believers, so keeps his commandments in a non-burdensome way.
接下来就带出了我们第三个这个链接。当我们相信在主耶稣基督，因着这个相信主耶稣基督呢，那我们爱我们的父神，我们也爱相信这个主耶稣基督的人，而且呢，我们也是甘心乐意的来遵守上帝的这个命令的。
I think this calls us to what some call the weakest link in this chain of salvation. So we have to recognize some words here very carefully.
常常呢，这被讲成说是在这个救赎链里面呢是最弱的一条这个链接。但是呢我们必须要非常仔细的来查考这样子的说法。
This distinguishes those that feel the burden of performance in keeping God's commandments and those that delight in doing that. The mark of love for God is the joyfulobedience, not begrudging obedience.
这当中的这个区分呢，就是当我们遵守上帝的命令的时候，是在一种觉得这个被强逼的这个状况之下呢，还是我们甘心乐意的来遵守上帝的这个话语？这爱神的这个表征呢，也就是完全的这个喜乐的顺服，而不没有一丝勉强的。
One devotional writer who really focused on the practical application of faith stated that The root of all sin is the suspicion that God is not good. He is just protected by his own power. And Satan said this to Eve in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:5.
有一个专心于这个操练这个对信心的这个操练的一位虔诚的这个作者呢，他这么说道。
Genesis 3,
这个,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. 这个所有罪的根源呢，都在于我们怀疑上帝他不够好，他只不过是在保护他自己的这个权势而已。就像撒旦在这个创世纪三章五节，对这个亚在这个伊甸园里头对这个夏娃所讲的。
So Satan, in tempting Eve, said, for God knows that when you eat of it, this fruit, your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
Let me just add something there. That's not the good God that we know. That's the other one that is the enemy of God.
我们知道这是敌人，他这么讲的，这绝对不是上帝他自己的本意了。
So amazing for many of us in our early life who seem to have no regards for following the instructions of the Lord commandments that are now changed.
很奇妙的，在我们年轻的时候，我们常常 根本就不在乎要去遵守上帝的旨意的。Now
after trusting in Jesus for our new life, we have a deep desire to follow his ways. And Jesus said that this would happen in John 14:15 of the gospel.
然而在我们随着年纪的这个增长过程当中呢，因着我们相信耶稣基督更多， 那我们深深的相信呢，心里头有一种这个意愿呢，要来遵守他的话语。他说呢，就像在约翰福音14章15节，这么说到了。Very
simple. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
让我们一起来读约翰福音14章15节。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Now notice the positive way Jesus makes this statement about love at him and what the results will be from that love for him. This is what Paul is talking about that he stated in Philippians 1:6.
我们可以知道呢，会当耶稣他这么讲的时候呢，关于爱他的这段话呢，那我们知道会带出一种 这个正面非常正面的一个结果出来，这就在就是保罗在腓立比书1:6节这边讲到会发生什么事情呢？
Philippians 1:6, and this is from Paul. For I am sure of this, that he, being Jesus, who began a good work in your life, will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ's return.
好，让我们一起来读腓立比书1:6节，请。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。Now
I want to spend the rest of my time on this link 4. The person, because of his or her belief and love for God, overcomes the world by that faith, which again is linked back to the first link of being born again.
接下来就让我们谈谈这个第四个链条，因着我们相信，也因着我们对上帝的这个爱呢，那我们可以靠着这个信呢，来战胜这世界的，这又带回让我们带回，把我们带回重新和第一条的这个链接链起来了。
If I had it to do over again, I would have changed the title of this message to be a little stronger, not saying Christians are to be overcomers. Christians will be overcomers. That is not to say, be hopeful or wishful, but a confident hope as we trust in God's promises. We will be overcomers.
如果让我重新在开始这篇讲道的时候呢，那我会把这个主题用更强烈的这个字眼就是把基督徒会成为这个得胜者，改成呢基督徒将会成为得胜者这样子的这个标题。这并不是说呢我希望这样子，而是说这在有这个信心的这个希望里面呢，那这是我对上帝这个应许的一个信心的这个表现。
So there are numerous things in our life as Christians that we're called to be overcomers. A serious one for them is many in overcoming in our failures and our mistakes.
我们成为基督徒的这个生命当中呢，我们会有无数次的这个呼召呢让我们成为得胜者。那最严肃的一些这个话题呢，也就是来成为我们失败和这个错误的这个战胜者。
Now some of us may immediately think about receiving an F in school. Now, I'm sure that's none of you. But during my first years of elementary school, I did okay in the subjects except what they called conduct. I consistently got those 6 years F's in my conduct.
讲到这个失败的时候呢，我在众的这个当中呢，那有些人很自然就会想到在学校里头不及格这样子的一件事情。当然这是讲我自己，特别是在我小学的时候呢，那有一门这个功课呢，我一直都不及格，而且连续不及格了6年，那就是在品性这方面。
Now at the time, I wasn't too concerned with that until I came home with the report card. Then things got even worse for me, and the things I did to make matters worse, like running away from home, made matters worse.
在那个时候呢，我一直到我把成绩单带回家之前呢，我都不觉得那是什么一个大问题。但是在之后呢因着我所做的一些事情呢，让整个这个操守的问题呢更加的这个恶化，那就是我曾经逃学。
I'd like to say those were my only or last failures in life, but that's simply not true. There were many more failures and types of failures after those young years of life, and yes, even up to these current days.
我当我讲说那些呢是我唯一或者我最后的生命里头的这一些污点的时候呢，但是我知道这并不确实的，因为一直到现在呢，我仍然有许多的这个失败和经历各种的这个失败和各种不同的这个年轻时候曾经经历过的失败。
Even so, once I placed my trusting faith in Jesus, I became an overcomer of my failures and mistakes in life.
即使是如此呢，但是我知道一旦我把我的这个信呢放在主耶稣身上的时候呢，那我会变，我已经变成了一个这个失败和这个在我生命当中失败和这个错误的一个战胜者了。
Now failure can teach us a lesson that we can't learn without it. If we let God use our failures for good,This brings up, the last verses in Romans 8, particularly verse 28.
然而，如果我们让上帝呢，来把我们的这个错误呢，来带成这个好的，这个带出好的结果的时候呢，失败往往呢，能够教导我们呢， 一些我们不曾失败所学不到的东西，就像在罗马书第八章，特别是在二十八节这边所教导的。
This is one of those famous verses that should probably not ever be quoted by itself. Right after that comes verse 29 and 30. So let's look at these three verses together. Romans 8, 28 through 30.
这是罗马书里头最出名的一节经文。然而呢，我们可能不应该单单引用这么一段经文，因为紧接着29节和30节都是相关联的，所以呢就让我们一起来把这三节罗马书八章28到30节让我们一起来朗读。
Romans 28 through 30. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified.
就让我们一起来读罗马书八章28到30节，请。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。阿们。
So speaking of link chains, when you look at those verses, do you see a chain? It's often called the golden chain links of salvation.
讲到这个链接的这个链的时候呢，我们从这些经文，我们可以看出来为什么他们会被叫救赎的这个金链接了。
This chain is started with those God foreknew relationally. And that is the foreknew there. It's about a relationship. And it's linked to his predestining them, which is also linked to his calling them, linked to his justifying them, and finally linked to him glorifying them.
这条的链子呢是一开始是讲到这个上帝的这个预知，然后链接到他的这个对我们的这个命定，然后呢讲到他选召了我们，然后链接到我这个使我们称义，然后呢最后呢又使我们得荣耀。
So other areas of our life often called to overcome as misunderstanding, weaknesses, and last but not least, fears. I want to say a few words about each of these and then we'll conclude.
另外呢当我们被称为这个得胜呢，是除了在我们的一些误解，在我们一些软弱，甚至呢这是虽然是最后提到，但却不是最不重要的一件事情，就是惧怕这件事情呢。那我想要和大家一起来分享这几件事情，然后我们会回到一个结论。
This is a tragic misunderstanding in our culture or world today, where we should be overcome by trusting in God to resolve this.
在我们今天的这个世界的这个文化里头呢，有这么多的这些误解呢，让我们应该呢来靠着这个相信上帝呢，来把这些误解来解开了。
Some people have been influenced, and particularly some young people, to believe that Christians hate them because they don't live according to the Bible. No, that's not true.
有一些人呢，深深的被这个影响，认为啊，我们基督徒认为恨这些非基督徒呢，是因为他们啊不遵守啊这个圣经的教导。
Remember what Ephesians 6:12 says. Let's look at that. Yes, we stand against evil, but we don't hate the people involved. We are to love them and want to see them saved from that lifestyle. So we'll look at Ephesians 6:12 quickly.
是的，我们恨恶这个罪恶，但是我们并不恨这些行恶的人。事实上呢，我们反而应该按照这个以弗所书6:12这边的教导呢，我们去爱他们，而且把他们带回这个不同的这个生命形态里。
So Romans 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
好不好？让我们大家一起来读这个以弗所书6:12。好，请。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
I'm going to skip over the idea of misunderstandings and just go to weaknesses, or sometimes we have, and especially if we're too stubborn to admit them and to look to God for His strength. 61.
Pardon?
61.
好 ，Yeah, please.
Oh, I just said it. Yeah.
Okay.
Just read it, please.
软弱呢？是我们经常的时候呢？那我们会去很难去承认的一件的这个弱点，特别是我们更难来到神面前来寻求他的这个帮助。
Okay. The Apostle Paul had a significant thorn in his flesh. And while we don't know exactly what that weakness was, we know that he asked God to take it away from him, and yet he didn't.
使徒保罗呢，他身上有一个非常大的这个刺呢，是虽然我们并不了解这所指的是为何，那但是我们知道呢，他要求上帝能够把这刺拿掉呢，但是上帝一直都没有应允。
We won't go through this, we'll go down to 64, we won't go through the 2 Corinthians 12:7-10, but if you want to read that, jot it down. But just think of it, when we are weak, God fills us with His strength. This brings up another problem in that category of weakness, which one that I have, is the lack of patience.
保罗
64.
Okay. 当我们想到我们是软弱的这件事情的时候呢，上帝常常会用他的这个刚强来刚强我们，这也把我们带出了我们软弱当中我们最需要去对付的，也就是等待或者说是我们缺乏耐心这一回事。
This is a weakness that I still struggle with, and yet I know I will overcome it by the fruit of the Spirit that He is producing in my life. I just wish He would hurry up.
这软弱呢，是我一直在要去对付的。然而呢，我知道靠着圣灵所结，上帝呢，在我生命当中这个让圣灵所结的这个果子呢，终会克服这些软弱的，而且只是呢，我希望上帝能够加快的这个速度。
This problem with waiting, even though I have this nice plaque in my office, in fact it's written in Chinese, for Isaiah 40:31, I still struggle.
这等 这耐心等待的这个问题呢，是我一直都在要对付的。虽然在我的办公室里有一块非常写的非常好的这个匾额，而且是用中文所写的，就是以赛亚书第40章31节的这段的这个经文。
You probably all know this verse, Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
让我们一起来读以赛亚书40章31节。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Well, I saved the biggest one of those for fear, that we're also called to overcome. 69.
我想在我们生命当中可能最大的拦阻呢，也就是这个恐惧这样子的一件事情，
Yeah, this is one, for men especially that they hate to admit, oh, I'm not afraid of anything, you know.
虽然这之所以会造成很大的一个误解，常常呢是因为我们不愿意去承认我们有这样的这个这样子的这个挣扎，经常口头上说我什么也不怕这样子的事情。
So many places in God's word we're called to fear the Lord, and in fact, how wise and important that is to do throughout our life.
很多在神的这个话语里头呢，有多处呢讲到说敬畏神。事实上呢这是聪明和非常重要这个在我们一生当中呢，这是一个非常聪明的一个看法和非常重要的一个这个看法了。
In just as many places in the Bible, we're told not to fear the things of the world. In one simple sense, this is contrasted against each other. And I'm not going to look at that verse in Luke.
同样的，在多处这个圣经呢，也讲到说我们不要去惧怕这个世上的惧怕这个世界因为常常呢这是就是在特别是在路加福音12章4到5节呢讲出了这之间的对比的。
So many people understand this and I agree. The fear of the Lord is a very awesome and reverent thing. I've often expressed as taking God's word spoken to us as reverent and a serious matter, but not taking the world's view of spiritual matters serious at all.
我一些这个亲近的朋友呢，他们错误的他们相信呢，这个惧怕呢惧怕这个敬畏上帝呢是一件非常威严，而且非常应该是非常恭敬的一件事情。这也是为什么常常当我表达神的这个话语的时候呢，我是用非常严肃、非常恭敬的态度来讲，而不是像世界把它当作只是随便这些灵界的事情而已。
So let me conclude by summarizing these 5 verses in 1 John 5.
现在就让我来做对这个约翰一书第1到5节我来做一个这个结论。
Number 1, 1 John teaches that believers have assurance of eternal life through faith in Jesus.
第一约翰呢在这里教导了这个信徒们呢我们要确信我们在基督里面的这个永生。
Number two, this faith results in love for God and other believers, victory over the world, and confidence in prayer.
这个信心呢 导让我们对这个上帝的这个爱呢，和其他信徒的这个爱呢，我们能够战胜了这个世界，而且能在这个祷告里面呢，有信心的祷告。
Number three, it emphasizes that faith is not just an emotion, but it is demonstrated by obedience to God's commandments, which are not a burden for those born of God.
他也再次的强调，这信心呢，并不仅仅是情感上的这个情感上的事情而已，而且他一再的显示我们对上帝的这个命令的遵守，而且呢这是这对我们从神而生的人呢也不再是一个这个重担。
And number four, this chapter concludes by highlighting that eternal life is a free gift given to us when we place our faith in Jesus. Consequently, as believers, we have confidence in our faith and our relationship with God so as to have victory as overcomers of the world.
这一章呢，也告诉我们，这永生的这个。生命呢，是从上帝而来，赐给那些相信耶稣基督的人而得的这个白白的这个礼物。他所带出来的结果呢，让我们能够和神有这个因着这个信所产生的这个自信，而且呢让我们能够靠着这样子的这个胜利呢，这个信呢，我们能够战胜这个世界的。
My new title, as Christians, we will be overcomers of the world. Let's pray together.
那我们基督徒呢，我们都会成为这世界的，都会战胜这个世界的。让我们来做个祷告。
Let's pray. All those of us here, we have many things going on in our life, whether it's young people, older people. We're traveling, we're moving around, we may even have things we're struggling with. And yet, you have told us those things will be overcome, not only by Jesus, but the faith that he gives us to overcome those things. So I pray that for each person here, whatever they're going through, whatever they see that power in them that comes from you, and it's the power to love, Father. And in that power to love, we also love your teachings, your instructions, your commandments. And furthermore, we just love the fact that you are in us and will never leave us. That's so important in our lives. So we give you thanks for these things that John wrote in his letter, and we ask that you would reinforce them in our lives. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.